Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday. Sticky and fast defense.
Whew!
From the Cleveland Browns.
It's a good combination.
We aired that live yesterday right around this time. That answer jumped out to you because you don't typically think coaches are that honest when answering a question like that.
No, they don't. I appreciate it because I don't think it's going to like come back to bite them. But usually teams don't want to say this team's the best at this because then you're really saying that nobody else is, right? And so you play Buffalo again later in the year. And so you wouldn't put that out there. You would see maybe like, oh, one of the best, or certainly playing like they put a caveat on it.
Yep.
And so it was the first question I asked to him, and it was a little bit leading, but he easily could have been like, yeah, one of, but no, he was like, yeah, it's the best. And he also said,
or do the old Bill, I'm not going to rank them, but they're a good defense, sort of thing.
Yeah. And I was sort of more expecting that, and for him to be like, yeah, they are. And he's like, and it's also their style. So sort of saying like the way they play is going to be the most difficult. It's their eighth game of the year. They obviously haven't played all world-beating teams so far this year, but to put them on there, I think is, and I agree with them too. I mean, they're a bad team overall because they can't score points on offense, but Myles Garrett is as good as anybody in the league, and they don't allow a lot of yards. They allow the fewest yards on defense, and it's like equally as good pass versus run. So I don't know how, you know, the run game is going to be able to maintain, you know, or follow up last week's good performance with another one. That'd be pretty tough to do against Cleveland. But I think we looked ahead at the schedule and you're like, oh, this team sucks. And for the most part, that's true. There are a lot of bad teams.
The Browns are bad, but their defense is good.
Right.
Yeah.
So like there still can be a challenge there. And I think by having the head coach be like, yeah, this is the best defense they're going to face. So like, okay, like inherently there's going to be a pretty big challenge for Drake May to continue his crazy streak that he's been on with the 100 quarterback ratings and the no turnovers and all this stuff. It's going to be difficult.
I think it's a real test. And I think it's a pretty realistic scenario where we come in on Monday and we're underwhelmed by the offensive performance. And we're kind of trying to play the game of how much was the Patriots struggling versus how much credit we should give to the Cleveland defense.
Yeah.
But the Patriots still win comfortably because the Browns are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I take the Patriots to cover and take the under. Like, that sort of situation. Although, I guess I got to wait to actually lock it in until I hear Keith's keys tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't want to get
around
this
time
too far.
Yeah.
But about 24 hours from now in Keith's keys, we're getting all the keys to the game. I'll lock that bet
to
in.
The keys.
But, yeah, I think we could see that kind of game where we're debating how good the offense was and how much of their struggles relative to the last few games are related to Cleveland's defense. But anyway, we'll get back into that with all your phone calls. We have some numbers on the Cleveland defense versus the Patriots offense. Also, how Drake May matches up against a primarily man-to-man defense in the Cleveland Browns. He's had a lot of success against man-to-man defenses this year, so we can get into that. But real quick, one text on the text line related to Kiefer Madness.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm a daily listener up here in Maine, too.
Thank you.
Because they have two different voting.
That's right. They slice up the electoral
precincts.
Votes.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. So you have Maine 1 and Maine 2.
He's in Maine 2?
So if he's in Maine 2, I think Maine 2 is the more remote area of Maine, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I grew up as a, I'm a daily listener in Maine 2. Glenburn, that's where this was?
I think so.
15 minutes from my house. If you guys want to come up for the competition next year in October.
We do.
I have a place for you guys to stay, yeah, which is very nice.
That's great.
As long as you don't mind my cousins and my whole family living in the same house.
Which I think that's fine.
I think that's how most of Maine 2 is.
Yeah, Maine 2 is that way. That's more the merrier, I would say. If we're going up there for the Sasquatch calls, that's fine. If our whole family tree is in your house, that's fine.
Yeah, we want the whole Maine 2 experience.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we might take you up on that, Texter.
Yeah. Save that number.
Another text. Because we were saying, well, what does a Sasquatch really sound like? How accurate are any of these calls?
Yeah.
And I've not heard this yet, but a texter said, guys, look up the Sierra sounds, which I wasn't
Sierra,
sure.
Sierra? Like?
The Sierra Nevadas, the mountains.
Oh, I thought you meant like Sierra Russell Wilson's wife.
Oh, right. Ciara.
Yeah.
Sierra Ciara? One, two, stepping around.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, like a boy.
Like the Sierra Desert?
The Sahara Desert?
Sahara Desert.
No, the Sierra sounds.
I guess Sienna Miller.
These are well known tapes. No, Sierra sounds like something you probably shouldn't look up on a work computer.
Do not. Yeah.
But okay. So what does a Sasquatch sound like according to the Sierra sounds?
You're gonna hear guys mimicking it. So you're gonna hear the Sasquatch and then a guy doing the same sound.
Oh, got it. So we hear a Sasquatch call and then someone
calls. You're
calling
gonna hear back. Multiple Sasquatch calls.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not a Sasquatch.
That's the Sierra sound.
That's not.
Across the creek at the big rocks.
That's not a Sasquatch.
I mean,
that's
from the 70s, Keith. That's the Sierra sounds. What do you mean?
That is.
Didn't you just watch a Bigfoot movie?
Found footage. The making of the Patterson Project.
What they sound? They didn't sound like that.
Nope. That's almost more like seal, kind of seal sounds.
Give it to me one more time.
Not the musician.
That's like Chris Berman doing highlights.
Is that the 2 minute? The 2 minute drop.
That's like a Berman.
Highlight. I don't know. That's not the same as this. That's different.
One more time. So that was the competition. Give me
that was the competition.
Give me a real Sam Squanch.
This is out.
Right, well, that's what I'm bringing.
It's like
to
a goose.
I'm bringing that. That's like a goose.
I'm bringing that to the competition next
goose
year.
Goose call.
Fine. I'm working on that.
They're all different kinds.
I'm
gonna
find that. Yeah.
Sasquatch.
So is that a male or female?
Bigfoot, Yeti,
baby, big feet.
Could be a small one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Small foot.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Small foot.
That's from The Land Before Time.
Could be small foot. Oh, it was it.
Little foot.
That was little foot.
Oh, little foot.
Little foot.
Come on, Nick.
Yeah. Come on. Seriously, Nick. Grow up. 617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls there.
It could be a skinwalker.
What?
Skinwalker. They shapeshift.
Oh.
But they can shapeshift. It sounded a little human-like at the end.
Yeah. They can shapeshift into that.
It sounds like a lot of dialogue, actually, is what that sounds like.
That sounds more like a cry for help. Yeah. We might want to look into that. I mean, really? We'll find the area there.
Okay. So you can keep texting in, please. You're good
stuff
on the text line.
This texter says there's an owl that lives in his front yard that sounds like that.
Might be a Bigfoot.
Big owl. You've seen a big owl?
No.
Like a big, tall owl?
In fact, I'm not sure I've seen an owl in the wild. I'm not sure I've seen it. I've seen it in captivity.
It's funny you say that. There was a thing a few years ago that was making the rounds on the internet. It was like, how many owls would you have to see in a day to think something's up?
Seven!
All of a sudden,
like two or three, I think at that point, you're like, all right, guys, what's going on? These owls.
The owls are making their move.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Guys, I went from seeing no owls in 41 years of my life to seeing three owls today.
You ever seen an owl in the wild, Billy? I've never seen one. I captivity, again, a zoo, I've seen it, but not.
Heard them, never seen them.
Yeah, I think I have. growing up in New Hampshire, I think, like, flapping through at night.
Grew up in Vermont, never saw one.
Really?
No.
Maybe all the big feet were scaring them
could
away.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. But, yeah, my answer, I think...
Three.
Just might be one.
For one?
Me.
No, if one's
I see,
cool.
If I see one, I'm like, they're making a move.
There's another owl.
I've never seen one.
Here's a third owl. Okay. Especially, like, if you live in the city, you're like, there's a fourth owl.
Far too many.
Who can I call?
They either escape from the Franklin Park Zoo or something's up.
With your backyard, there might be three back there.
Owls?
Yeah.
There honestly could be.
I'm
saw some bunnies recently.
They haven't ripped apart the ermine.
No, the ermine's good. They probably are friends. They're both predators. No, the owl would for sure eat it.
I'm sure an owl would tear that thing from limb, yeah.
We definitely don't have ermines. I think the fox must be gone because I've seen bunnies again. So the hawks must be sleeping. Usually the bunny population, when we first moved in, there was bunnies everywhere. And then all the predators moved in.
That population's only growing. Once there's a couple of them.
Yeah, but they're getting smoked. We had like eight things that killed bunnies in our backyard, including maybe my dog. I like to think he didn't do it, but my wife's not convinced.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. You guys can discuss 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, I got hard. Yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got, I'm told, 10.
All right.
2 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. What are you chuckling
Somebody
at?
Somebody was asking if we've ever seen a dead crow. You ever seen a dead crow?
Dead wet crow?
Yeah.
Dead wet bird, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was one in the building like 2 months ago.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. Patriots are going to see the Browns defense this weekend, Keith. Couple of numbers. This is from Greg Bedard.
All right.
Bedard says that Drake May has been sacked, quote unquote, 22 times this year. Second in the league to Cam Ward, who's been sacked 30 times. That sounds high.
Yeah.
But then he qualifies it. He says May's sacks this year have gone for just an average of 3.5 yards per sack. That's lowest in the league. C.J. Stroud leads the league, 9.3 yards per sack. May also has the sixth highest time to sack, 5.11 seconds. a few more throwaways would be nice, he says.
Yeah.
So what he's implying is Drake May has a lot of time back there. Sometimes he's rolling out. He's running out of bounds. He's sliding behind the line of scrimmage. And it's not really the offensive line getting beat. The 22 sacks are not a reflection poorly on the Patriots' offensive line.
Yeah, because normally you would see that and you'd be like, all right, which players have been sacked the most? Those offensive lines stink. But it's really not the case. Like, in the case of Cam Ward, I know the Titans' O-line's not great, but Cam Ward also holds on to the ball too long. So there is a thing. Like, there were years where Tom Brady would barely get sacked. Did he have the best offensive line, or did he have the best mental clock and just always get rid of the ball?
Got the football out. Yeah. So Phil Perry had some numbers on the Browns' defense. And tell me how you square these away.
All right.
The Browns have the seventh best sack percentage in the NFL, 8%. And they force quarterbacks to get rid of the football faster than any team in the league outside of the Houston Texans. 2.62 seconds for Houston, 2.63 seconds for the Cleveland Browns. So they get after you quick. They force the ball out quick. They're applying a lot of pressure. They're piling up sacks. The Patriots give up a ton of sacks, although some of those are well-blocked. Drake May, time down the field, ultimately tucking and running.
Mm-hmm.
How do we square those two away on Sunday?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that Drake May, you know, turns it over for the first time in whatever it is, 4 weeks, or, you know, maybe doesn't have 100 quarterback rating. Because we were like half joking with Kern earlier in the week, because Kern was saying, oh, he's made like a deal with the devil or whatever, and like this is going to run out. He was like, you guys expect him to have a 90% completion percentage all season? No, we don't. You can still win this game and not get the style points for it, right? It's not a bad defense. Later in the year, you know, there's going to be games, like, unless Baltimore fixes what's going on there, that defense, if you don't light them up, then maybe something's up. So the opposite's true here with Cleveland. This is a good defense. So if we say, oh, Drake May threw, you know, two touchdowns, but he also had a pick and got sacked three times. Okay. Like, I think that's a real possibility.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
And I think if he lights them up, we really have to look at it and go.
Well, then you might be right about the MVP thing.
Appreciate you saying I might
you
be
might
right.
be right.
I think I am right.
I had a pretty strong case.
You did.
To the contrary.
You did have quite a strong case.
Yeah.
Those are up now on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, also on socials, at Jones and Keeve. Keep an eye out for our On the Clock segment. I said Drake May is the MVP through 7 weeks. Keeve said, not so fast, my friend.
Easy, big fella.
So go check that out. Drake May, by the way, if you care, also the number one quarterback versus man coverage this year. The Browns play the seventh most man coverage in the league, 49%. So that seems like a good matchup for Drake May, despite a strong defense this weekend. Another report that came out today, and this is from Chad
Kraft
over at The Athletic. He says, so far on what might come as a surprise, the Patriots have made more calls about defensive players than offensive ones leading up to the trade deadline. That's according to a league source. He says the Patriots have been happy with the performance of their wide receiver group and are looking to add to the linebacker and edge groups. Your thoughts on targeting a defensive player over an offensive one like a receiver or a running back?
I would add a running back and a safety. I'm not anti adding a linebacker. I think that's another position that isn't great. I think the edge rusher has been pretty good.
Me too.
Unless you don't think Chasen and Landry are going to keep it up. But I think those two combined with the two guys playing in the middle, which I know aren't that, but if you're just looking at, you know, pass rush overall, I think it's fine. Like we did on Tier Tuesday, we re-tiered the position groups. Running back at the bottom, safeties at the bottom, linebackers probably one spot up from the bottom. So, yeah, I'm a little surprised by that. I think running back's the obvious one, especially with the Gibson injury. So, because it's not just, well, they got to unlock Henderson and Ramondre needs to hold on to the ball. It's like, no, you went into the year thinking you were going to spread that around with three different guys. One of those guys is gone. The other two, for different reasons, have underperformed. That's the most obvious one. And I think that might be the easiest to get.
I'd still have receiver on the list, too. And, you know, maybe this is inconsistent. Our guy Ray is saying, oh, well, you like the receiver room, but you want a receiver that's inconsistent.
Well, yeah, but you can play 3-4 of them at a time.
I mean,
so
I think if Kyle Williams is getting snaps, he's not giving you much right now. I think getting another body in the receiver room would be a nice thing to upgrade. I would want to add to the offense over the defense. I mean, the defense, I feel like, is a coaching thing, not a talent thing. They need to get the start of the game coached up.
Yeah.
And then after the start of the game, they actually play very well defensively, as we've seen. We read you those numbers the other day. I mean, I'll take upgrades everywhere.
Well, right. I'm not going to say no.
The Patriots should be buying, quote unquote. I know it's very different, the NFL's trade deadline versus like baseball or even the NBA, NHL. But they should be buyers at the trade deadline. It's why one thing that caught my eye yesterday is Jeremy Fowler had like the top, I forget how many, 10, 15, 20 names that could move at the deadline. And Duggar was on the list. And on the one hand, I'm like, I don't care if they trade Kyle Duggar. I don't even like him. I don't think he's very good. He's horrible against the pass.
Everybody thought he was going to get cut.
I would have cut him in the offseason. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. But now you're here. Your safety depth is decimated. The ones that play already in front of Duggar aren't even good.
No.
So why are you subtracting from that position? I don't feel like the Patriots should be subtracting at the trade deadline. And I guess that's my only take on Duggar. I don't need him on the team. I don't necessarily want him on the team. But why are the Patriots looking to – they deemed him good enough to be on there at the start of the year.
Yeah, like who's playing over him?
Why
then?
Are you now subtracting him in season when you've just had safeties dropping like flies and playing poorly? I don't really get that. They should be adding at the trade deadline anywhere. But if I were going to add, it would be running back. And I would still have – receiver on the list, even though the receivers have been, I think, good.
Yeah.
That's a position you can upgrade.
All right, right now, which side of the ball has been better? Offense or defense?
Offense.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too. And this run that they're on kind of proves that. Now, if you look at, you know, where they rank in the league.
Which side feels more smoke and mirrors? And Drake May, I think, is legit, but like Kayshon Booty catching every deep pass.
He might be good.
Okay, he might be.
Diggs is good.
Diggs is very
Drake
good.
May, I think, is good.
Drake May is legit.
In the offensive line,
some say he's the MVP of the league through 7 weeks.
Yeah, no, some do say. I mean, defensively, I think your interior defensive linemen are both nasty. I think you have a corner that is nasty. That might be it for, like, you know, you have good players. Don't get me wrong. I like Landry. I like Carlton Davis, but I just feel like you have three kind of studs. And offensively, you might have two or three studs. It's pretty close. And if you look at where they rank in the league, just for points, the offense is eighth and the defense is fifth. Now, this week, one has a challenge, one does not.
Correct.
So maybe we'll have a different answer depending on
this
how both play.
This defense should fatten up on Dylan.
Yeah.
Honestly, the defense is the inverse of what we said earlier about Drake May. If the defense can't stop Dylan Gabriel.
Do you think Dylan Gabriel scores on this first drive?
Probably, the way they give up drive. But do I also think he scores like 10 points at the end of the game? Also, probably.
It could play out like the Panther game.
Or
well,
the
I don't know if they
game.
Score 42, but like, yeah.
Or the Saints game.
Yeah, maybe,
like, I could see it playing out that way.
As close as the Saints game.
No, no, but I just mean they start quickly
and then they
do nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I mean.
Probably.
I don't think it'll be as close as the Saints game either. I'm with you.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. As we told you, you can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Hart, Fitzy, Ted, Who are they talking to today? Oh, Tommy Curran and our guy Razor.
Oh, hell yeah.
Razor.
Yes.
He had the Bruins for a scheduled loss the other day coming back from the road trip.
Tonight, I bet he has them winning.
He probably has them for a win tonight.
Yeah, he should win tonight.
But stay tuned and find out
today.
Yeah,
good get.
On WEEI Afternoons, we have the clip du jour on the way. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Many texters were right. The Grab Bag leading into Trending was, in fact, courtesy of one Chris Scheim. We appreciate his contributions to the Grab Bag.
Yeah.
He's had a few.
The voice of an angel.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Sent down from heaven to entertain us.
Mm-hmm. Who's that Pokemon?
Grabbag! Get you a guy who can do both, right?
Yeah, how about that?
A little Pokemon, he can sing, the whole nine. All right, Celtics lost their opener last night, Jones, but they are going to be back on the floor tomorrow night looking for their first win of the season as they have a little road trip here. New York, Detroit, New Orleans are their next three games. But Friday night, taking on the New York Knicks, the team that sent them packing last year.
Yeah, I'd say I don't feel great about that after what they showed last night. And I'm not bailing on anything. They should be a top six seed in the East. We said that a bunch today. But I am listening a little closer to what Terp said yesterday, which is they might have a real slow start these first seven games. That's when you get in on the buying opportunity of taking the over
Got
wins.
It.
Right, wait that out a little bit.
Grab
bags, grab.
Boston Bruins in action tonight. If you're looking for some hockey, you've come to the right place as the Bruins take on the Ducks at 7 o'clock at the Garden. Bees have lost 5 straight, have not recorded a single point. They enter tonight 3-5 and in desperate need of a win. Hampus Lindholm, game time decision. However, as Scott McLaughlin tweeted, he was out there with like the other scratches.
Oh,
so probably.
No.
Yeah.
Could have been a revenge game for the Hamper.
Could have been.
I said this yesterday. I feel a little boxed in now, but okay. I said they end their pointless streak tonight. It ends tonight, Keith.
You think?
Not a win necessarily, but.
Oh, okay. They swerved.
No. I just said, when do they end the pointless streak? Tonight. They
get overtime loss tonight?
They get at least a pity point tonight against the Ducks. Yes. And she's watching him with those eyes.
And she's loving with that grab bag. I just
know it. Week 8 of the NFL season kicks off tonight, Jones. Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. The Minnesota Vikings taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers 4-3. They did not look good last week.
No.
Vikings are 3-3. And the Chargers at home are 3.5-point favorites.
I think I like the Vikings straight up in this game tonight.
Oh,
I don't think the Chargers are much.
Vikings money line's the play.
I don't think that's much of a home field advantage for the Chargers. In fact, visiting teams routinely come in there and take that place over.
That's nothing.
So I don't really buy the line on this that there's like a home field advantage. The Chargers haven't been playing well. Vikings are coming off a bye, if I'm not mistaken. So I like the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Keefe. Don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a grab bag. To yourself.
Update. Vikings bye was 2 weeks ago. So they are coming
good
off
intel,
of it,
Jones.
But 2 weeks ago.
Thanks.
Yeah. Either way, Vikings money line.
A couple of nuggets as it relates to the Boston Red Sox. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. According to Chris Cotillo, those in the Red Sox as of mid-September believe that Trevor Story will opt in.
Okay.
2 years left. I didn't think he was a huge flight risk to begin with, but there was a chance.
I just thought with a guy with his injury history, with a chance to cash in coming off his one healthy year and forever, I thought there was a chance he would opt out, but I wouldn't say this is overly shocking.
Yeah. And then the other one is it looks like Jaren Duran probably going to be traded.
I saw Ralph.
My guy Jim Bowden.
I saw he had him as, I think, number 4 on his trade candidate list this offseason. He's like, I don't get why the Red Sox want to move him. I'm like, well, I guess you didn't watch the playoffs.
He didn't watch any of the playoffs or realize who's on their current roster.
I've been quite.
Didn't watch this season.
Quite pro Jaren Duran, but that Yankee series by the end, I was like, even I can't defend this.
Here's what Ralph said. Teams such as.
Oh.
The Phillies, Dodgers, Tigers, Guardians, and Rangers would love to land him.
Say those teams again.
Phillies, Dodgers.
Yep.
Tigers, Guardians.
Tigers. Don't they have somebody nice?
Scoobs! You could get Tarek Skubal for Jaren Duran.
Part of a package. For Jaren Duran. They better not trade him to. I mean, look, I guess you trade him wherever you think you get the best return, but I would be real hesitant to trade him to the Dodgers or Dave Dombrowski of the Phillies. I'd be real hesitant to do either of those.
It says, according to Ralph, he's also controllable through the 2028 season, so it would take a huge haul for the Red Sox to move him.
He said, trade him for Skubal. I think that's what he just said.
Go Tigers.
I feel like you're selling real low on Duran. I don't think it'd be a huge haul.
Yeah, well.
And you're eventually going to have to pay the guy too, right?
Oh, okay.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Takes his time with it.
Yeah, he does.
Real smooth.
Yeah, it's
real nice.
We don't get all acapella ones. That's one of our acapella division. Yeah.
The women's marathon record holder has been banned for 3 years for doping.
Oh.
Is nothing sacred. If basketball's fixed.
I was going to say, she wasn't playing poker with
baseball's fixed.
Okay.
Doping during the marathon, for God's sakes. I'm sick to my stomach.
I'm sorry, you said the Olympic marathon record?
Just the marathon record.
Oh, just the marathon. Just any marathon.
She's really good
any
at
old
marathons.
Marathon, okay.
No, any of the marathons. She does a really good job with the marathons.
Stuff and stuff, history and stuff and stuff, people, someone's name, history and sports. Big disaster, someone's name, stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff, history, someone's name, something I don't know. Famous guy, movie star, don't know who these people are. Stuff and history, yelling really loud at me.
We didn't start the grab bag.
The number one pick in the draft, also from Maine, the home of the Sasquatch Ooh, calls.
Not a good night for Maine.
Cooper Flagg, people, the unanimous the number one pick in the draft. Cooper Flagg made his NBA debut in a Mavericks loss to the Spurs. Final line for Cooper Flagg. He played 32 minutes, started, went 4 of 13 from the field, 0 for 1 from 3, 2 for 2 at the stripe, had 10 points, 10 rebounds, Eats. Called that a double-double. He had no assists. He had one steal, no blocks, turned it over 3 times, and was a minus 29.
Look, I remember being pretty underwhelmed by Wemby's debut, so I don't want to overreact to Cooper Flagg, because Wembanyama, who was on the other side, you saw his dunk?
Yo, yeah.
I mean, when you're 7'4", you got to be careful going under the rim like that.
Oh, I got to mention this. My buddy Goo,
yeah.
He bet preseason Wembanyama to win the MVP.
Okay. Sick brag, bro. Know,
his rationale was, there were reports this offseason that he's still growing, and he thinks by the end of the season he might be 8 feet tall.
Oh, and he goes, how could a guy eight feet tall?
I think he's 7'7" now. Okay.
He's taller than he was when he entered the league.
I was going to say, picking him for MVP, not that bold, but saying he'll be 8 feet
That's
by
why.
The end of the year, that is bold. Yeah.
And also, if he's 8 feet, how could he not win the MVP?
Well,
he's
good point.
A foot taller than every other player. It's like he's playing varsity and everybody else is JV. Yeah, it's not fair.
He's giving Yao Ming the too little side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too small. He's too small.
Yeah. Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, baby mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Mr. Bag.
All right. I think it's time, Jones, for a big hockey game tonight to go to the fashion uniform police.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith, fashion police.
This is exciting. So the Colorado Avalanche and the Carolina Hurricanes are playing tonight. But on the ice, Jones, it is going to look like the Hartford Whalers versus the Quebec Nordiques.
I'm going to...
I mean, those are good.
Look at these beauts. These were both in the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. So you have the standard Hartford Whaler. They're going to be wearing the white jersey with one of the great logos of all time. And then Quebec is going with the blues, top to bottom blues, with whatever that ridiculous logo is.
That's like an igloo.
Yeah, I never knew what that was as a kid. It was like a shape.
You should like it. It's like an igloo.
I love it.
It's an igloo with a hockey. It's an igloo
and
playing,
he's playing hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to mention, I'll tweet this out.
Fleur de Lis all over that thing? Yeah.
One of our listeners, Ted, this is a good time for us to mention this. So he has sent in a bunch of grab bags. He also mailed me, I got to go down the hallway and get it, an RPI hockey hat.
Oh, this is nice.
He goes, Keith, I know you like mascots that play the sport they're the mascot of. He's like, check out RPI hockey. Their mascot is named Puckman or Puckman.
Okay.
And it's a hockey puck skating around with a stick doing a slap shot, a one-handed slap shot. It's amazing. I'll get the hat in the next
break.
So
it's a puck ripping a clapper of another puck.
Yes.
It's almost like a cannibal puck, almost.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a wild man.
Yeah, he really is.
It's one of the great mascots. So, no, but these are two of the best hockey uniforms of all time.
Turp, get those uniforms back up there. I would lobby the NHL to bring back the tie tonight, just based on these.
Let them tie?
Well, just in case, because I don't want this to go to a shootout.
Oh, there's Puckman.
There's Puckman. I would lobby.
He's playing hockey. He himself is a puck. He has legs. He's half puck, half man. He has little skates on.
I would lobby the NHL to bring back the tie, because I don't want somebody to lose in a shootout and get a pity point for this. Those uniforms,
they both deserve a point.
I don't know that I can call it.
I think they both deserve a point, though, for wearing them.
Good point.
Is what I'm thinking.
Good point. All
right, those are real nice.
Who has the advantage, though, since we're uniform policing?
Well, the Whale, I think, were our number one seed.
Nordiques is nice.
But looking
though.
At the Nordiques, it kind of pops a little bit more, doesn't it?
Right, Whales were the winner.
Say it again.
Remember, the Whales came back
from behind
to beat the Patriots.
They were.
Oh, there was some weird voting, like Chauncey Billups, voting.
Yeah, there was something crooked to it. But the Whales did take the title.
Get Cash Patel on that. What happened in our
uniform?
Wait,
the Whalers win the whole thing?
Yeah, remember Pat Patriot was leading that morning.
Oh, they got like 1,000 votes in 15 minutes.
Right, and then like in the last hour,
how could you forget?
Flooded.
My
memory's shot.
But did we have the white whale? I feel like we had the greens. I feel like that specific match.
Sell them short.
I believe it was the green ones.
The white whale versus the blue Nordique. I think you might have to give that to the Nordiques.
Okay. Yeah, I have no problem with that.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
All right, horror movie of the day. I'm going with 1982's The Thing. One of the five best horror movies ever made. You can currently watch it on Peacock. Jones, you've probably not seen this film, but the synopsis. In a frozen outpost, a shape-shifting alien turns a team of researchers against each other in a fight for survival.
Oh.
That's right. 12 researchers are stationed in a remote Antarctica. They uncover a buried alien organism capable of perfectly imitating any living being.
Nice.
As paranoia spreads and trust collapses, the team must confront the terrifying reality that the creature may be hiding among them.
Ooh. Very spooky.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
You used to call me on my
grab bag.
Let's find out who the best NBA performer was from Wednesday.
Last night, yeah.
Last night. Wednesday, also.
Yeah.
Was it Walker Kessler? 22 points, 9 boards.
That's it.
Was it Walker Kessler?
I don't know.
Was it Giannis Antetokounmpo? 37 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 assists.
Okay.
Was it the lone mid-ranger, DeMar DeRozan? 29 points, 6 boards, 9 assists.
Nice.
Was it Tyrese Maxey?
Probably.
40 points in your face.
Yeah.
And 6 assists. Or was it Victor Wembanyama?
Oh.
40 points, 15 rebounds. No.
It was Wemby. As good as Maxey was, it was Wemby.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we are going with a former ball player who spent just 7 seasons in the majors. He played up the middle. He was a second baseman shortstop, obviously throwing from the right side, but he would dig in from either. He was a switch hitter, as it's known in baseball.
All right.
Second baseman shortstop. He was, how do you like this? I didn't even know. He turns 50 today. Happy birthday.
I'm 50.
Happy birthday to this guy.
Okay, how about that?
He finished 6th in the Rookie of the Year vote in 2004, finished his career in 2010.
Okay, who did he play
for? Spent time with the Astros, Mets, and Rockies.
Kaz Matsui.
He got it!
I'm pretty sure we've had...
I think
we've had Kaz Matsui.
No,
I think like the last 2 or 3 weeks, I think.
Not that recently.
We have not had Kaz Matsui.
Not that recently.
It's his birthday today, for Pete's sake.
But do you recall? I recall talking about this. I think he had quite a painful injury that had him missing some time.
You're thinking of Mike Minor.
Nope. I'm thinking of Kaz Matsui.
I don't think we did Kaz Matsui. No way.
Guys?
No way.
I think so.
You think
he was one of the answers?
We've done hundreds of players. Yes.
But the problem is, guys.
Why don't you check your Excel? Excel spreadsheet there that somebody sent to you. Yeah.
The thing hasn't been updated in the calendar year.
No, it hasn't. But also, you guys throw out 100 guesses. That's not necessarily the person. So we might have talked about him because he was a guest.
This is true. Prior to,
because I normally go with like All Star, Cy Young vote guys, MVP vote guys.
Yeah, and Kaz Matsui multiple times.
No,
there's no chance. Prior to opening day. This is in 2007. Matsui underwent surgery
on
to repair an anal fissure, is what he did.
We gotta get that figured out.
Yeah, I'd get surgery on that. Get that fixed.
Yeah.
Don't let that get out of control.
Yeah, apparently we have done him before.
No. Well, everybody else
I think
seems
we talked
think,
about every, him.
Everyone else seems to think so, except for you.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's your random ball player.
I don't buy it.
Each and every day. Let me just tell you, I owned Matsui in 2007. That was a disappointing opening day absence in my fantasy lineup.
Yeah.
So that is the random ball player each and every day here in the Grab Bag on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. We'll get you the clip du jour, and we'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. You got her. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got 10. It's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a longer build-up than I was anticipating.
Yeah, what version is this?
I thought we were going to get to the
original one.
Is it?
Fold'em line a lot sooner. Who is this?
Get folded. Yeah.
But anyway, back here on Jones Keep WEI, we were talking about the Chauncey Billups gambling skin. There it is.
Fold already.
Yeah, just fold them.
Christ's sake, fold.
With the line in there, like, you can see the cards. Yeah, they literally could see the cards. They had x-ray vision on all these cards. Uh-huh. They had special contact lenses for all these cards and everything else. So let's get to the clip du jour, Jones. You ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. The clip of the day. And today, as we were talking about the Chauncey Billups poker gambling FBI crackdown, it led to this. Details of the rigged poker games that Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups were involved in.
Hell yeah.
From the U.S. attorney press conference. Ready?
Yep.
X-ray machines built into tables to read face-down cards.
Nice.
Contact lenses / glasses that read pre-marked cards.
Nice.
And secret cameras in the card trays.
Wow.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Fold.
It's like, fold?
Yep, fold.
Fold,
fold.
So how is Billups tied up in all of it? He hosted the poker game behalf of these guys and brought in some people with deep pockets, and then the mafia scammed him out of a bunch of money because they had cameras and x-ray vision and pre-marked cards.
It's like Molly's game. You ever see Molly's game?
I saw Molly's game, yeah.
You did see Molly's game?
I think so.
Molly Bloom.
You thought about watching it.
Wait, who's in it? I think I have seen that.
Jessica Chastain.
Oh, nope, definitely not. Is that recent?
Yeah.
No. I think I was thinking of The Game, which has nothing to do with poker.
No, why would I bring that up?
Yeah, I know you said Molly's Game. It sounded familiar.
You ever seen Pulp Fiction? Real good. You're like, okay, that's not what we're talking about. Molly's Game was great.
Jessica Chastain's in it. I'm like, I 100% haven't seen that.
That was like celebrity A-list actors involved in this massive poker ring or whatever. This is different. This is the mafia.
It is on my Think About Watching list, though. We had a couple of those.
I think it's on Netflix. Give it a rip.
Undisputed and Molly's Game. I got two on my Think About Watching list.
There's two.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it seems like it's not going to go great for Terry Rozier and Jonte Porter, Damon Jones, Chauncey Billups. Those are the names that have come out that we know of, right, as far as, like, players and coaches.
As much as I've seen, yep.
Yeah. But again, there's like over 30 people involved.
In future investigations, I would take a look at Embiid, personally. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant for hearty helpings of the homestyle chicken pot pie with tons of chicken or the classic Yankee pot roast loaded with slow simmered beef. You got to love the nines. How much gambling you guys talking today there, Hart?
We're going to get into it a little bit. Obviously, it's not sexy because it doesn't have a Celtic involved.
A current Celtic.
Yeah. But that's an amazing story. When you read the lengths they went to, and I'm guessing I'm feeling bad for some sleazy rich dude, right? Who's getting bilked out of his money at these jock-sniffing poker games,
I don't know.
I'm sure none of that's on the... Yeah, they know what they're getting into in games like that.
But, like, everything. They cheated. You know, every hand's a winner. No, not in that game. It's not. When they have x-rays and card readers and computers and... It was crazy.
That little buzzer on Jose Altuve. Like, fold. Ah!
I also love from the Terry Rozier perspective, now all the clips on, like, social, like, I knew this game wasn't on the... And he's, like, throwing the ball away to somebody.
Sure. Oh, man, Garvin, former coworker Ryan Garvin, who produced Afternoons for a long time, he had a pretty good breakdown of a Celtics-Blazers game last year where Billups was, like, fouling down 8 with, like, 12 seconds to go.
And that's the problem. Once people start looking...
Oh, they'll find everything.
And Pablo Torre on the case.
And I know Billups...
It was like Jonte Porter. Remember they found one of the games he bet on? He, like, hurt himself and left the game and it was, like, all unders or whatever.
No, nice. Billups is tied up in poker and not gambling, but it's all under the same umbrella, and I bet Billups is tied up in more than just a random poker
game. And I didn't even know, like, the mob was still a thing. Oh. I kind of thought, like...
Come on, dude. Wake up.
Gambling apps and...
We have an affiliate in Providence.
Yeah. I mean, the mob is still a thing. Like,
open your eyes on this.
Yeah, for sure.
I just thought they kind of got put out of business by legalized gambling and things of that nature.
They're doing fine.
Are they?
They got stuff going on.
Yeah. I had never heard of it. La Torre Nova mob. And I was like,
La Cosa Nostra?
No, I don't think it was that.
La Torre mob?
I think that's what it was called.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't recall.
I didn't read the indictment.
Anyway,
I didn't read the indictment. I read the news stories about the indictment.
I read a lot of it, and there's a lot there. Yeah. They have a lot. Like, right down to the fact that they were counting the money afterwards for the Rozier thing, like, at a buddy's apartment. Like, so you basically have all the information. Like, it was sort of like Aaron Hernandez when they had it down to what kind of gum he was chewing.
The FBI doesn't show up and, like, now we'll do some work.
Right.
It's like, I think they have it covered.
The alleged part, I know they're still, it's alleged, but it seems like they got a lot of evidence.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys have that. You got Celtics talk. You got Curran and Razor today.
Yeah, Razor in studio, 4 o'clock.
Oh, hell yeah. Say hi to him for give him a fist pound. Give him a hug.
Maybe his thoughts on Swayman? Who may be a new human, but is same goalie.
I think what he'll say, if you take out the last 3 games, he's actually been
really
good.
Why do you hate him?
Why do I hate him? No, I don't. He hates us.
Correct.
I didn't quit his show. He quit our show.
In fairness, that's true. Judd said the same thing about the goalies this morning. I was like, Judd, what are you talking about?
Take out the bad games?
Just like, I think he was like, Swayman's been really good. I'm like, what?
When?
No, he has no
help. Yeah. Yikes.
He has not. And everybody's watching because it's this. Yeah. I think everybody gave him the whole world championships
Yeah.
He's be not better. A new guy. Oh. And they stink. Okay. They might be getting the number one pick. Penn State hockey, follow it now.
Exactly.
Gag away.
Gag for Gavin.
Gag away. All right. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. We're back tomorrow at 10. We got a top 5 Friday, Keith. We got a Friday 4-pack for you. We got the week in review. And we also have... Keys to Pats and Browns tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll talk to you at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.